Welcome to the LifeLink Church Podcast. We hope you hear something that will make a difference in your everyday life. If there is anything we can do to be a bigger part of God's plan for your life, then please email us at info@lifelinkchurch.com and let us know. Now prepare your hearts to hear God's word to you today.
Good morning, church. It's so good to see you. I am so glad that you were here today. Hey, it's going to be a great day. You know why? Because we've already experienced an amazing worship time and God's presence is here. And you know what? It's not a mistake that you are here too. In fact, I am glad that all of you are here because God has given me a great word to share with you today. For those of you that don't know me, I'm Pastor Cherie. I'm Pastor Dave's wife. And he's like, share this word today because it's right in with what we need to hear. So everybody get on your devices right now and start pumping it up. Start sharing it. Start inviting people to be a part of this. We've had great worship and we've had a great time, but let me just say, God is going to speak to you today. So get your expectation up and invite everybody to come and be a part of that. All right? Yeah, do it right now. Right now. Come on. High five. Tell somebody you gotta be a part of this. You gotta come on. And then get your pens, papers. We're gonna take some notes because we are in for a great one. And it starts off with a story. The story is something that I've known for a long time. And if you were with us on our LifeLink Live a few months ago, you heard a part of this. So that doesn't give you the excuse to click off. No, stay right here because God's going to speak to you about some things that are going on right now. You know, we are in COVID. We are in a crazy time in our country right now. We are in a political year right now. And I'm telling you, it's been crazy. And many of us have been like, oh my goodness, what do we do today? What do we do today? I thought we were going this way, but what do we do today? Well, let me tell you a story that could bring some light into what we are walking through. The story is a farmer. A farmer went out on a walk one day and he found an eagle egg. Yeah, an eagle egg. An eagle egg, and he did not want to leave that eagle egg there, so he takes it back to his farm. He puts it in the hen house, and he decided to let the hens lay on those eggs along with their other chicken eggs and let it hatch and let it be born. Well, the story goes on that the eagle did hatch and was born along with other chickens and was raised in the barnyard here on this farm. So imagine an eagle who has feathers and who has a beak is in the same barnyard with chickens who also have feathers and have a beak. But the chickens are all about scratching the ground for worms and pecking the ground for grubs, always keeping their head down, always doing those scratching and pecking. Just look at your neighbor and say, scratching and pecking. Yeah, very spiritual. And so the eagle was doing the same thing because that's where he was raised. And so he just did what everybody else would do. And then the chickens, when they would want to fly, they just would get a little bit off the ground because they couldn't go anywhere. Their little wings, they just flap, and would only go this far off the ground. So the eagle, who had the wings, who had the feathers and all that the chickens had as well, he thought, well, I'll just flap, and only go so high as well. Because his environment dictated, this is what we do, and so I'll just do what everybody else does. Until one day, he looked up in the sky and there was a beautiful bird with its wings outstretched and was soaring in the atmosphere. And he looks over at one of the chickens and says, hey, who's that? And the little chicken said, oh, that's an eagle, the king of the sky. But we're chickens and this is where we belong. We are here on the earth, right? And so One day when he was looking up and watching this eagle soar around, a storm began to brew, and the storm blew in. The dark clouds began to come over. The wind began to flow, and things began to blow around. Well, the chickens in the barnyard freaked out, and they began to flap their wings and begin to flitter and flutter, and they were running around, running into each other, fearful, squawking into the hen house. And he looked around and he was looking at everybody. He's like, oh my goodness. And he looks up into the sky and he still sees this bird soaring, outstretched and soaring. And something called to him. Something inside called to him. And he looked up in the sky and he looked back at the environment that he had been in for all these years. And he thought, I want to be there. So he stretched out his wings, which happened to be 5 to 6 feet when they were stretched out all the way. And he kind of felt the air of the storm that was brewing. And he lifted up and he got up on the fence post around the barnyard. And he looked up in the sky. And then he took another leap. And there he went. He went and he lifted off. And he went higher and higher and higher until he was in the same place as the bird that he was keeping his eye on. Now, what does that have to do with us today? Well, let me just say, there are some lessons in this story that I think that we can learn today. In fact, the message that I'm entitling this today is called The Way of the Eagle. And let me just say, we can't just go off of a story, but I want to add a scripture to it. So write this down. Isaiah 40, verse 28 through 31 says, do you not know and have you not heard that the Lord, the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth, he will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom, because he gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youth will grow tired and weary, and young men will stumble and fall. But those who hope, everybody say hope, those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength, and they will soar. Everybody say that word, soar. They will soar on wings like eagles, and they will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. Now, let me just say, in this season, could that be some good news to you? Would you want to soar in this season, or do you want to stay in the barnyard of the environment, of the what's happening in the news and in our world, and just let the environment dictate who you are? You see, that eagle was actually created to be something else, and that eagle didn't know that he was created to soar. He was created to soar, but because he was in the environment that he was in, he just decided to stay there. Let me encourage you today. We are in an environment right now that's toxic, that's fearful, that's filled with anxiety, that's negative, that is crazy, let me just say. We've never been this way before, but guess what? God, who created the eagles, created you and me. And he has given us things that we can learn from this story and from the bird, the eagle itself, that I think that we can be inspired with, so that we can turn our atmosphere in a whole different direction. I should say our perspective. So are you ready to get this? Okay, here we go. Ready? Let's go. In this season, we can learn from the eagle. Number one, eagles, they love. Can I say that one more time? They love the storm. They love storms. Why? Because the storms that come actually cause them to fly even higher. What? You know why? Because they don't run from the storms like the chickens did in the hen house. No, 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 no. They go into the storm. They fly into the storm, and they use the thermal currents to cause the lift within their wings, and they begin to go higher and higher and higher. Yes, and they get a different perspective than what the chickens, who all they do is scratch and peck for worms and grubs. They get a whole different perspective. You see the eagles fly into the wind of the storm in a matter of seconds. They're in a whole nother dimension. They use the pressure of the storm to glide higher without using their own energy. We should think about that. Sometimes we strive and strive and strive to make things happen, to make things right, when God is saying, hey, relax. Those that wait upon the Lord. What does waiting mean? That means let's just sit back and wait upon him and not use our own strength, but rise upon his spirit and let's begin to soar, not having to flap our wings. You see, the Bible teaches us to do that. He gives us everything that we need to be able to do that. So they actually fix their wings. This is back to the eagles. They get their wings and they fix them. They lock them. And they just soar. And it's almost like, you know, you're just gliding and gliding. Wouldn't that be wonderful to just let the presence of God lead us and guide us? And there's no pressure. We're not going to feel any anxiety. We're not going to feel any worry. We're not going to feel any depression. We're just going to sit back and let God lead us. Well, Pastor Ree, that's easier said than done. Right. That's why you're here today. So you can be inspired by the word that says, we will rise up on wings like eagles, run and not grow weary, and walk and not faint. That's what the presence of God will do for us. So the storms that we face, which are real, I'm not denying that there's not a storm. I'm just saying that we don't have to be affected by it, that we can rise above that. And let God be the wind beneath our wings. Old song for those of you that are my age or older. Okay, number two, eagles fly in the storms, and then eagles, they do not eat dead things. Eagles don't eat things that are dead. They eat live meat. They eat things that are live, and they catch it, and I know, we can go on National Geographic and find those details. But what it says to me is I need to eat things that are alive. The Word of God is alive. You see, the only birds that eat things that are dead are vultures. Now, I could go off a tangent there and begin to really preach, but I don't have much time today, so I'm going to stay right here. Vultures are the ones that circle around and eat that dead, rotten meat, but eagles eat things that are alive. Now, if we begin to think about our life, the Word of God is alive and brings us nutrients and feeds our spirit, which we need to feed on every day. But if we want to run around and eat some things that are already decaying and rotting, things like, oh, I don't know, negativity, fear, things that we would ingest through our eye gates and our ear gates and actually meditate on, that's things that the enemy would lay out for us to say, hey, here it is. It's already here for you. And here's what's really happening. And you need to know. Let me tell you, we need to make sure that we do not really pull that in and digest all of those things on a regular basis. You see, I watch the news. I watch the news enough to get a gist of what's going on so that I know how to pray. But I don't sit and meditate on the news all day long. I don't sit and with a person that is so negative about everything all day long. Now, some of you have probably family members that you live with, and maybe they have a side that's fearful and negative. And you're like, okay, I have to live with this. Or maybe you have friends that are that way. Let me just encourage you, we are going to be like eagles and rise above that. That doesn't mean we're going to judge or criticize or be Mr. and Miss Preacher to our friends and family. No, no, no. We're going to be the life giver. We are the ones that are going to bring the life of the word and the life of the positive things that are happening. Praise that comes out of our mouth. What is happening good? We can find it. Everybody else can find the negative. Vultures can find anything that's dead, right? But it takes an eagle to be able to find something good, to find the things that God is doing and to celebrate that. So I encourage you, as well as myself, if there's anything negative that you've been meditating on, if there's people that you're hanging out that are draining you, let me just say, I would distance myself for a while so I can build myself up. And that doesn't mean you're not friends with them. That just means they're not going to influence you. But then you can go back and you can influence them in a life-giving way. So don't eat anything dead. We're going to fly into the storm so we can rise higher. We're not going to eat things dead. We're going to eat things that are alive. And number three, we're actually going to fly high. Fly high. It kind of ties into the first point. But eagles, they fly up to 10,000 feet in seconds. They can be on the ground and boom, they're up and they're 10,000 feet. And you don't find any other birds at that level. You see, eagles were created to soar, and we were too. So you can look around and go, nobody else is flying this high. Nobody else is eating this. Nobody else is doing this. And that's another form of being in the barnyard. That's barnyard thinking, right? That's where, well, I guess I have to stay right here because this is where I was born. This is where I was raised. This is how we did it back home. And you know, it's you name it, whatever your perspective is. And let me just say, God's ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. And he is the God that's created us to not be people of defeat. And he wants us to fly high. He wants us to be in the dimension that he flows in. Well, what are you saying, Pastor E? I'm saying that his presence is where we need to be. It takes us higher above the storm, 10,000 feet. So let me ask you, here's some questions that you may want to ask yourself. Am I a giver or am I a taker? Am I somebody who complains a lot or am I a problem solver? Am I somebody who reacts in fear or do I stand in faith? Am I somebody that believes or do I doubt everything? Okay, if you were on some of those negative sides, that is an indicator that maybe you're not flying to the full altitude that you could be. And maybe you need to suck up that air and begin to fly up. Get up at the 10,000 feet. Get out of that barnyard and start thinking kingdom-minded things. Things that are positive. The Bible talks about think on these things, good report, love and joy and peace. All of these things, we can not just think about them, but we can find them even in the midst of the storm. Because, I'll tell you why, number four, eagles have vision. And this is how we can find things. You see, eagles can see 50 miles away. They're up at that 10,000 feet. They can look down and they can already see the things that they want to eat. And they'll fly right down and they'll get it. They'll get a piece of salmon out of a river up in Alaska. You know, they'll fly around and they can see. They also can see when the enemy is about to get them or trying to get them, I should say. That's why they build their nests high up on the rock. Could I preach on that right now? I could. We could build our nests high, staying in that high altitude, high up on the rock, and they can see. And the Bible talks about watching and praying. It doesn't say keep your head in the sand so you don't know what's going on. And no. That's, remember the chickens, they're scratching for worms and grubs. Where we can be having some good fresh meat if we could be high up in the sky and see the perspective where God sees. You see, eagles have vision. They see vision. This isn't gonna last forever, y'all. COVID is not gonna last forever. The racism, that the issues that we're, listen, God has got a plan for this, and actually it's a good plan. Some people have gone way out on the edge with it, with looting and doing, you know, tearing down statues and all kinds of stuff, but God can redeem it. And restoration and voices that haven't been heard are being heard now. Let me say, God is a God of justice. God does see these things, and he wants us to see them his way. Not in our eyes of thinking and or our eyes of vision or in our minds of thinking. He wants our minds to be renewed by the power of the word so that we can have the right perspective. Yes, Jesus has given us all that we need. And so as the eagles have vision, come on, God has given us eyes to see things on another dimension. But it's easy if we stay in the barnyard of life and just hang out with the people, excuse me, the chickens that are just limited by their little minds of thinking. And I only want this little grub and worm, and I'm only going to fly. No, no, no. God's created us like eagles. So eagles have vision so that we can see what's coming, whether if it's something bad, so that we know what to pray about. Oh, yeah. We know what we can pray about, and God is on our side. And with God, we can do all things. Let me just say, this is what we need to do. This is one of my favorite points. God wants us to watch and pray. Number five, after eagles have this vision and everything, they go. And most birds do this, but eagles really do this. And there's another part of this story that I wish I could show you. But study the way of the eagle. It's amazing. But they preen. What does that mean? They go aside and they clean their feathers several times a day. Birds do this all the time. But while they are removing dust and dirt and parasites, that's a word right there, from their feathers, and they align each feather into the optimum position that is adjacent to the feathers to keep their body shaped and aligned and clean and lean, I should say. They do that to keep themselves healthy so they don't have disease, so that they're not weighted down with the cares or the dirt or the things that fly around in the air, the parasites, the yuck that tries to stay. They go aside and they preen is what it's called. And there is a gland that is actually towards the base of their tail, and it produces an oily, waxy substance that helps waterproof their feathers, and it keeps them flexible. Okay, that right there could preach a whole three sermons right there, right? What can we can relate to this? We can set aside every day to clean our hearts out. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within me. We can set aside each day and eat the fresh meat, the word of God. And then we can depend upon the oil of gladness, the anointing of our Savior to come. And as we are confessing and as we are getting the parasites out of our heart and as we are aligning our heart back to the position where He is the focus and not anything else, His power and His presence and His anointing begins to cover our feathers, cover our hearts, and it remains pliable in His hand to where He can do the work that nobody else can. And He can bring us hope when our circumstances feel hopeless. And He can bring us joy when everything around us is sorrowful and filled with sadness. He is our hope. But it's when we set aside and we do that preening, and when we let that oil begin to coat upon our heart, there is nothing that can penetrate us and defeat us as people of God. Now, let me say this. This thing that the birds actually go through, when they do this, and sometimes they do it several times a day, it improves their flying ability. It causes them to be sharp. It causes the rain and anything that would try to stick to go right on off. And let me just say, we as people can get offended just like that. When is the last time that we've really pulled aside and let the power and the anointing from our God pull us aside, and when things happen, which they will, that make us angry or offended, and we just let that just go right on off, like those water droplets just go right off, because we're covered in the anointing of our God. We're covered in His presence that wraps around us, and we're not weighed down by the cares of life that keeps us from being effective in the kingdom of God. You see, that's the enemy. That's what he tries to do, is to keep us weighed down and focused just on ourselves and look at us. And sometimes we go into this victim mentality. No, we are not victims. We are victors in the name of Jesus. But the enemy will try to have us go inward and begin to point out what's wrong and what's bad and look at me and I was hurt. And God is saying, come unto me, all of you who are weary and heavy laden, I will give you peace. I will give you rest as you keep your thoughts and your focus upon me. Let me just say, we are the church. And in this time, this is where I am. You can tell I'm getting a little bit passionate and I don't have much time left. But are we the church that's being the church in this time? God has called us to heal the brokenhearted, to set the captives free. God has called us to be joy in the midst of sorrow. God has called us to be people of God that are the glove, that reach out and talk to people in this time of quarantine and check on one another and pray for one another and walk with each other. Not just in the church, but outside of the church. Is the church being the church right now? Well, let me say, this story of the way of the eagle, let it inspire all of us right now to be eagles within the church, where we fly into the storms, not to be a part of the storm, but to make change in the atmosphere, where we fill ourselves and feed ourselves with life and with life-giving, not dead things, but life. Where we go and we have vision, knowing God is doing a work. Where we are moving and shaking and causing things to happen because God is within us and we walk in His anointing and His power. Oh, that's what Isaiah 61 declares, is that we will be the healers of our land. Today, I am encouraging all of us to do the things that God has called us to do, to be eagles in the time of uncertainty. Right now, I want to pray for you that this word has inspired you and caused you to think, caused you to say, God, what am I doing? What am I doing? Because I don't know what to do. Well, now you do. It's to be an eagle in the times of this storm. So right now, would you bow your heads and close your eyes? Father, I pray in the name of Jesus for each and every one that has been listening today. I pray, God, that your word, Lord, has touched their heart. And yes, the story of the eagle. And actually, the things about how you created eagles. Father God, we can take those things and apply them to our life and actually bring change in this season. Father, I pray for every heart that is broken, every hurt and pain right now, those that are watching, I pray for the Spirit of the Lord to move upon them right now and heal and set them free. Father, I pray that right now, God, you are moving inside of all of us, and showing us people who need to hear this message or need to hear us encourage them in this message. Lord, let us be people of change. Let us be visionaries. Let us be in the atmosphere and in the dimension where you hang out so that we're not affected by the barnyard attitude and the chicken attitude that just barely makes it. But God, thank you that we are eagles filled with faith and victorious in this season. I thank you for your word, and I thank you, God, that we are seeing you move and we see victory in the name of Jesus. And everyone said amen. Amen. We love you, church. Let's keep soaring.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast. We pray that you are blessed by God's word. For more information, visit lifelinkchurch.com.